state, not no vacancy. Last time, see up on FaceTime, shutting up the place, boating on my relationship. Me, I go put you on lockdown. I put your body on lockdown. You got me on lock now. You got my person on lock. Oh, if you love me, you should let me. You should let me. You should let me know. And if you don't know, better feel let me. Better feel let me. I better you let me go. Pulling up, pulling up, pulling up.
Good evening, good night, good morning, my people, them, yeah. Yeah, don't know, it's another weekly edition of Talk the Things in After Dark. How are my good people doing? You know, this is your host, Bonnie Berry. Today, you're back at it again. I hope everybody has been well. I know I have not been updating as often as normal, but the updates I'm gonna start come back regularly because I'm working on a few other stuff. That's why I haven't been updating as often, but don't worry, I have not forgotten about my beautiful people. I've got two topics that I want to talk about. The first are two topics. I'm not sure which order I'm gonna do the topics in. I want to know how everybody's going about this free up from lockdown, how everybody feel that we're out of lockdown now. What has people been doing that they've been out of lockdown? How does everybody find outside? You know, is that keep the way on the ones if you keep, or outside not really keep the way on the ones if you keep? If you're not comfortable with this mask wearing something, if you feel like it makes sense or it don't make sense, yeah. So, you know, there's a few little topics on WhatsApp, but also again, I want to go into this whole TikTok because, yes, start the things I'm knowing upon TikTok. So, only if I go and run over that TikTok, I'm gonna follow your girl because updates are so I'm gonna go on over this and so, yeah. So, only need the login pan that. So, let's get down to first, okay? Let's leave it first to the lockdown. So, how is everybody finding all of these rules and regulations where they make way for this lockdown? And I said, well, I have to wear a mask and them something that, and when we're going out of people them shop, our first shop them not even have mask. Our 1 week since them said before wear a mask, and the people them plus the shopkeeper them, the people them own them premises and establishments, not even them can bother fear pressure the people them wear mask again. When look up on the bus, me that say out of 10, you'd have about 6 will have a mask. Yeah, out of 10%, you'd have about 6% will wear a mask, and the other 3% don't really give a damn. Like myself, yeah, if I have to wear the mask, I will, but if I don't have to wear it, I don't wear it, because if I have on the mask, me feel like me can't breathe anyway. So, me can't matter. Yeah, so how is everybody finding it? Like, I go out for go eat the other day, and them, everybody I tried to do, like, you can go in and eat at their establishment, but then you for book online and join an online virtual queue. Them something they don't work because the system them a pop down. Like, me believe say, only the half I work for a long time. But now I'm not nobody because this is new to everybody I try something. But only the half I work long enough that uno could have set up a better system or a better, you know, organize it a bit better. For the people that forget back from, you know, for come out to have a better experience. But just feel like the whole experience for go out, go eat is just so long. It's like people are sit side and side. I mean, the 2 meter distance into restaurant, especially into the food industry, hospitality industry, is not really working. How do you feel about this lockdown that's coming back? Like, you know, they've locked down a lot of places in country, like coming down towards London. How do you feel? How, as we just are open back now, everything are locked back down, if we're already in August now and things are locked down like this, so what are the people now go back to school September? Like, seriously? Come on, government, get your act together, because you definitely never really plan 100 real notes. You never really plan out that party again. I don't believe you did, but only for started out. Yeah. How about the nightlife? Like, I went to my local bar that I used to go to, and they've opened back. I found they haven't been as busy. Their system, you can call in and book online, or you can turn up. As long as they have free tables, they will give you tables. That I found quite good. I mean, other bigger establishments and bigger name places that you feel would have their act together don't really have it together. Has anybody booked flights to travel, go anywhere? What is the procedure on the traveling? Because I know now they're closing back down a lot of the borders for Europe. This morning when I was on my way to work, I read in the metro that the government have now said that they are sorry for what they have done. Yeah, the government have said that then see where they do them fuck up by allowing so much people to fly come back in, because they realize that letting in so much people back through the border has also made the numbers go up, and they think that we're gonna get our second peak because other European countries have started facing their second peak already, and there is some places in the country that have also started to get their numbers high up. They have locked down Manchester. I think they said they locked down Leeds as well before, or Leicester, somewhere like that. They said they locked down, but I know Manchester definitely was locked down. They said they locked down some places in Harrow. Even though when you go outside, there's still certain establishments that have not opened, even though everything is allowed to open back. People that are back at work, especially people that work in office, then how are you finding work with your colleagues in the office, knowing that the workspace within the office building sometimes are so small and you're so close together? How are you finding it? Do you like the rotors they've set up, maybe to do like half in and half not? Yeah, you know, I just wondering what it's like for everybody. For me, I just feel like it's a whole heap of headache fee. I'm not saying that there wasn't a coronavirus or there isn't a coronavirus, but I just believe the world in my Mexico, like, oh, it's so big, and the things it had do, it's killing a lot of people. And a lot of people that died, they even, there was something that they was saying before that they need to recall back in the numbers that they put through for the coronavirus, because they don't know if all of the people that died was actually from corona, which I said this from the beginning. Again, with this whole mask aspect that people have to be having on masks, and the time is so warm, it's like we could have been doing this a long time ago. This mask, something could have tried to prevent a lot of deaths. It's not a cure, but it can slow down the way it's transferring from person to person, are the rapidness of how it is transmitting from person to person. If we had worn face coverings, they was adamant that they weren't gonna do nothing. I know they wanted to set restrictions by law, say it's off a wear, you know, and every establishment has different rules. Some don't really care if you want to walk in without your mask, others them why if you have masks, same with the bus driver them. Sometimes it's like everybody just over them job and overstep them back. Okay, I'm gonna, but just in the place to get back to normal civilization. Sorry guys, I feel like I'm getting a bit of a cold, so if you hear me a little bit stuffy throughout the talking, it's literally because of that. My single people, single times, I'm gonna come back to now again, yeah, like myself here. So how has the dating scene been for you guys? Like, people have told me they've been doing a lot of outside, like, picnic dating, and it's been quite nice. So that seems really good. People have said they have met a lot of new people, obviously going back to work, people not driving as much, people who are starting to cycle, people are starting to do a lot of different things, so they're coming in contact, they claim, because of this, with different sets of people that they would not normally see on a normal day, normal routine, especially due to pattern shift changes. God, sorry people, pattern changes in their shifts. So people that maybe used to get up and go to work and leave early hours of the morning, their shifts have now changed, they're leaving out a bit later on the day. There's a few people that I've heard that I've met people on the train, you know, so people are still entertaining and inquiring about people even though quarantine is here. Not quarantine, even though the corona is still here, we still have the semi-lockdown, which is quite good. So yes, I'm glad that all my singletons, or most of my singletons, were used to complain about can't wait to get us a lockdown for go find somebody and whatever. I mean, yeah, they have. there's been a lot of social media dating. Yeah. So people, keep me posted, keep me info, keep dropping in my DMs, and letting me know about things you'd like me to discuss. Also, people, how are you guys all enjoying this lovely, beautiful, amazing weather? I hope everybody outside are taking this glorious sunshine, because you know, people, we need our vitamin D, especially for our melanin people, our black, dark chocolate, mocha, caramel, toffee skin. You know, we need this melanin in our skin. So I hope all my lovely gentle ladies and gentle folk are getting in this sun in an M system. Okay, no, people, let me move on to that TikTok something. Yeah, that something I will go with that tick with that talk and I talk with that tick. People, my love TikTok. People, TikTok is my company at night time, where so I can't sleep, because me have bad sleeping problem. Enough night time, me can't sleep. TikTok keep my company, make me laugh and galang in here. Like I'm me and somebody in here, and I'm in here by myself. Because yes, people, even though everybody's being lucky in love. Sorry, peeps. Your girl Bonnie still has not found her knight in shining armor, our Prince Charming, our bae, our boa, whatever you want to call it. But may I whoops say, like, or may I venture out, you know, and going to small little functions, different type of functions, kind of mixing with the same but different set of people. Who knows what can happen? I ain't looking for love. I ain't looking for a partner. But if he does come my way, I'm here. I will not look after baby, mother, teacher, show him the way. My wife already be a man. I'm gonna come in and I'm gonna help the queen. I'm gonna come to my king. Yeah. But back to that nice weather here, because I strayed way off track. Back to this nice weather. So I hope you guys are keeping hydrated. I hope you guys are using sunscreen. My black, dark skin, melanin people, please, I'm asking you also, sunscreen apply to we. So not feel like my car was dark. No, people, please put on the sunscreen by yourself and by your kids. Then make sure, try to wear a hat. Try to not go out when the sun is at the highest peak. If it is, try to always have on a hat or an umbrella or something to shade off a little bit of the sunshine. That was your daily update from Bunny Berry. Yeah. Okay, back to the TikTok something, you know. So I love TikTok. TikTok, my laugh, my like, the little dance moves and all them something they were them, I do. But why, people, like, oh, Jesus, love little children. Tell me, you know, why everybody come on TikTok with them big, long, yai water. Why? Because TikTok make me feel a single person say, if I'm not in a relationship already,